The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission has once again emphasized that the recent tariff increases are necessary to avert any energy crisis. The commenter, in reaction to the Labour Union's 10-day ultimatum that the PURC and government should review the tariff increases. Government yesterday asked organized labour to exercise restraint as it finds a way of dealing with their grievances. The Director of Public Relations and External Affairs of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, told Radio Ghana the increase is based on cost drivers and revenue requirements. Therefore, the Commission is unlikely to review downward the increases as desired by organized labor.
You see, that is their position. That is the position of organized labor. But the PURC, we've done our work. We have increased the tariffs based on certain cost drivers, based on certain parameters. If you read the statement of the TUC, they said that we should stagger the tariff even with the 78.9. But we are saying that when we did our calculations, we got a certain percentage. And based on revenue requirements and the cost drivers that we saw as part of our calculations, this is what we settled on. And I dare to say on behalf of the PURC that even this percentage, what it is covering is just operations and maintenance. If I say operations and maintenance, it is not even about the utilities breaking even. It is what will enable them stop any kind of crisis. We have been through a crisis situation, and the crisis situation that we have been through, what was the cost of unserved energy? I become very sad when nobody talks about the cost of unserved energy. How much money did we spend when there was no electricity or there was inadequate electricity? Looking at all this, which way are we going? I have been in the PURC for 10 years, and for these 10 years, we see these interventions, TUC saying we won't pay, everybody saying we won't pay, and at the end of the day, what happens? So we need to move forward on the tariff issue, because if we don't move forward on it, we'll always be backwards, and the problems that persist will always be there. I want to say that the PURC has also the responsibility to ensure the financial viability and integrity of the utility service provider. If we do not do that and the utility service collapses, certainly somebody is going to take us to court, and that person is going to win.
Financial viability is the question, but to the ordinary person, how are you going to explain that to the average Ghanaian to understand that, well, it's about give and take. You can't eat your cake and have it. The energy was not there sometime. It used to be hydro. Now we're talking about thermal and other issues. So it means more money. How are you explaining that to the public?
We are telling the public, and the public gradually are understanding, and the argument is moving towards quality of service. If I'm going to pay more, I need to get power. I need to get water. If I don't get it, I need to be told that I am not getting it. These are the issues that we have to talk about moving on from here. Because you see, if we agitate and we state our positions, of course, every group can state their position. There is no doubt Ghana is a free country. But at the end of the day, how is that position going to help the development of the country? We have seen a crisis looming. I would say that if we divide it into three, I have a very humorous way of describing it. One third of the three will be the price of crude oil. The remaining two thirds will be load shedding and total blackout. What we need to do is to ensure that there is adequate and affordable electricity for Ghanaians to be able to go about their duties the best way that is supposed to be.
Nanaya Jantua is the PR of the Public Utility Regulatory Commission.